That was the Death Star Transit, Star Wars. I don't even know what episode that is now. It's 8 of A New Hope. I've been playing, yeah, the Death Star's Transit. This was George Lucas sold this radio play to his alma mater, and Brian Daley was a notable science fiction writer, put it to play format. And they produced it, and this is what you've been listening to, if you're still around listening. Thanks. I want to thank the gentleman across the way here for giving up this time slot.
Thank you very much for providing alternate entertainment.
Yeah, he didn't give it up for me. He
was too lazy to go and be sure that he could do a show. But I am very grateful for Arthur for this. I've listened to most of it. And an enjoyable time. I expect, I will be back at 8 p.m. next Friday for some kind of a sound collage for you. Not sure what it's going to be yet. But, if you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford.
And, if you like radio dramas, you can always tune in Wednesday mornings from 5 to 6 a.m. to hear me, my show, The Grand Hour, here on 91.5 FM WMFO and or WMFO.org. That's it, Edward. No one's coming in for Squid Pod.
Okay, so now we didn't have Harrison Ford as Han Solo in that these radio CD dramas.
Peter King.
But now we're going to switch over to Rick Deckard, who was a Harrison Ford, but it's not the real Harrison Ford.
That was a nice. I didn't even know who Rick Deckard was until I started this gig.
That's for just to be sure, Rick Deckard is the name of WMFO's robotic DJ system.
But isn't he Blade Runner?
Yes, and that was Harrison Ford's Blade Runner character.
I wasn't allowed to watch that when it came out because it was rated R. Never got around to watching it either.
It wasn't very successful at the time, but now it's considered one of the finest science fiction tech movies ever.
Didn't they do a remake of it?
That sounds kind of right. I didn't see it.
Yeah, they make a remake out of everything, don't they?
I'm boycotting Hollywood.
I do. I boycott Hollywood.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
No.
We're safe harbor. Thanks for listening. Edward will be back next week.
I wish that we could go back. Sometimes I know you do. Forever doesn't exist. Guess that's the ugly truth. I just want what we had, but that is impossible. Everything is so different, but
gonna have fun.
Oh yeah. If you enjoy new and vintage punk, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, psychedelic, surf, and rockabilly, you'll want to tune into the Desperate Hours with Alex every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. here on WMFO Medford.
We pride ourselves on the high moral standards of our program, and I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the programs.
It's great music from the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-weres. From the 1950s all the way up through to the present day.
Yes.
Connect with Alex and the Desperate Hours on Facebook and listen on Thursday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. Only here on Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial and on the web at WMFO.org.
There's no crime in giving yourself over to pleasure.
Captain of a sunken ship, sunken in the shadow.
went out to dinner just the other day. Looked out the window and saw summer rain come sweeping over the mountainside, washing out everything inside. A little old man walked out to his car. I paid, he was going far. Next thing I knew, he backed into a bike, and the biker went outside. Pounded on the metal, he was looking for a fight, and I almost started to cry. As the man stepped out with fear in his eyes, I thought, this world needs more love. This world needs more love.
Yeah. Vicky, how you doing? How's the knee?
It's coming along, doctor, but still some soreness.
Well, let's see. You know, this soon after surgery, some pain is pretty normal.
I was hoping to get more painkillers. The first round worked great.
We're being very careful with those now. Prescription painkillers are opioids, same as heroin. It's easy to start taking them, not so easy to stop.
Last year in America, an average of 40 people died from opioid abuse every day. Long-term addiction has become America's newest health epidemic.
So no pills?
Vicky, you're doing great. So let's try these anti-inflammatories, plus your physical therapy. If the soreness doesn't continue to get better, give me a call.
For opioids, the smaller the dose prescribed and taken, the better. Because even a few prescription painkillers can sometimes go a long, wrong way. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association. Visit orthoinfo.org/prescription safety.
I'm a need. is Eric from the band Stepania, and you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM Medford.
Thank you. got no, ain't got no special rider here. Ain't got no special right here. Ain't got nobody to run and feel my care. The southern watch a special rising sun. You ride the southern watch a special rising sun. My special rider, she'll sitting around singing these special rider blues.
this is Atsuko from Shonen Life, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to laugh and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, dreidel, 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 I made it out of play. And when it's dry and ready, then dreidel I shall play. I have a little dreidel, I made it out of play. And when it's dry and ready, then dreidel I shall play. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride on a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride on a one-horse open sleigh. A day or two ago, I thought I'd take a ride, and soon my dearest love was seated by my side. The horse was lean and lank, misfortune seemed his lot. He fell into a drifted bag.